and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel called on Saturday for Palestinians in more areas of Gaza's southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head toward what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi, in a further indication that the military is pressing ahead with its plans for a ground attack on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Alien Rubens reports.
In a post on social media site X, a military spokesperson called on residents and displaced people in 12 neighborhoods in the enclave to go immediately to the shelters west of Gaza City. These evacuations follow overnight Israeli jet strikes across the enclave. The latest evacuation orders came hours after internationally mediated ceasefire talks appeared to falter, with Hamas saying Israel's rejection of the truce offer returned things to square one. Israel says it wants to reach a deal under which hostages would be released in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, but that it is not prepared to end the military offensive, which was triggered by a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7th.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more, Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the U.S. and of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories,